This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, Wednesday, April the 17th, 2019. This is the DJV program, full of lots of information, full of fun, full of exciting people like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't know how exciting I am. I guess I have my moments. We all have our moments. And you just have to listen to Victoria snicker to find out when the most exciting moments are. So stay tuned for that, if for nothing else, during this hour of the DJV program. By the way, in our most recent podcast, you can hear us talking about our personal stories regarding visiting Notre Dame because of the fire, a lot of focus on that. Also, focus on the winners, the Boston Marathon, Tiger Woods and his Masters win. We talk about that in the most recent DJV podcast, and him getting a Medal of Freedom award from the president. The ladies freak out over the NSYNC reunion at Coachella. The story of Mark Cuban. I always say that. Right? Mark Cuban. I used to do it. Cuban. Mark Cuban. I don't know why I say that. From Shark Tank. He's having a post-operational recovery. Had heart surgery because he got AFib. Also, we talk about the three new names jumping into the presidential race. Plenty of those almost every day. So find the podcast, listen to the fun, catch up on what you don't hear at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. Follow us on social media, too, facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow. All of it there. What did you just post? I just heard you talking about posting something on Facebook, Kara, Victoria.
Yeah, well, we have the Tech Talk report that we did today. That's posted because Victoria kind of went in depth on the talking about Notre Dame, about the new technology that they're using that's possibly going to help restore the building to its former glory. There was an art historian, not to go into too much detail, but he made like a huge 3D version of it with scans from lasers. Yeah. And so there's a video of that on Facebook that you can see that's really amazing. And we've got the Tech Talk report where people can hear the whole story.
All right, facebook.com/DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, where are you going with us in this first part of the hour?
South of the border, where lots of attention has been focused over the last several months. First in Yuma, Arizona, they've declared a state of emergency because they're being overwhelmed by migrants. Yuma is one of those places that doesn't have the protection of a wall running all the way through it. They do have some bit of wall, but not enough. Obviously, people are still coming around it, and they're roaming the streets looking to satisfy basic human needs. At least that's what the mayor, Doug Nicholas, is saying. So they filed a state of emergency in Yuma. Now it seems that William Barr, the Attorney General, has decided this week that some asylum seekers who have established credible fear and are subject to deportation will not or cannot be released on bond by immigration judges. You know what it comes here? What comes here when somebody comes here, they go into the system if they get caught, and they are asked to appear before a judge. If they at that time seek asylum, they're handed, or asked to seek asylum, they're handed basically a ticket that says, okay, here's your day and time for your court case, come back. Right. Well, over 50% of them don't do that. And so that's what's causing a big problem with the people that are coming into the country illegally, and there's nothing we can do to contain those people. Well, William Barr has now made a major reversal from a prior ruling that could lead to immigrants being held indefinitely, so taking off those time constraints. That means that the Department of Homeland Security will have the discretion to decide whether to release immigrants who cross the border illegally illegally and later claimed asylum. Now the ruling will effectively block concerted efforts by immigration lawyers and immigrant rights advocates to push for bond hearings for detained asylum seekers. The advocates argue that there's no reason for the U.S. to detain people who are seeking safety and have already been clearing hurdles to prove that they are a credible case. But asylum seekers who presented themselves at legal ports of entry were already unable to be released on bond by immigration courts. These courts are backed up, guys. Hundreds of thousands of cases. The last time I checked a few months ago, it was 800,000 cases that they were backed up. So this would allow for the Department of Homeland Security, at least for the people we're concerned about, to hold on to them and not release them into the population and ask them to come back to immigration court. I have to say, I actually am for this. I know there's a lot of people who will probably argue against it, but right now it is so widely known how to work our system of seeking asylum that everybody that is coming over here essentially is either doing that or they're bringing a child with them, because they know that part of the law is that if you enter the country with a child, whether it's your own child or not, you can't be deported. And the people who are bringing groups over here, the coyotes, the people who are organizing these migrant caravans, are educating people to the laws of this country, and people are manipulating them. They're using them to their maximum benefit.
So fare thee well. Yeah,
we have to be able to protect ourselves. It'd be nice if we could allow everybody in, but that's just not realistic.
Well, I think that the vetting process needs to be the focus. A friend of mine is doing pro bono. She's a lawyer. She's doing pro bono work. She's actually leaving this weekend to go back down to the border. And she has several families who have been separated who are legitimately seeking asylum. And there is actually there's a very high number of people, the legitimate asylum seekers, who do show up in court on their court date. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, too. But the problem is we need to have a better vetting system to separate the legitimate people from the people, like you mentioned, Jen, who are, you know, just grabbing a kid and walking in, trying to walk across the border and claim asylum. But the problem is there are a lot of people who are legitimate who are getting tossed into this category, and it's not fair, and it's unconstitutional, actually.
Well, it's not necessarily, that's an argument, because our Constitution protects American citizens. So that there is an argument.
But asylum seekers do have constitutional protections, too.
Right. The question is, when does
Why
that start?
Should they?
And right now,
because that's part of political asylum. Yeah, but that's part of, you'd have to change,
really?
You'd have to amend the Constitution. Yeah, that's according to my friend who's the lawyer who's doing all this. So, yeah, that's part of the problem.
The problem is that the good people are getting really taken over by the bad people that are coming here. I'm not talking about bad people, rapists and murderers. I'm talking about people who are coming here because they just want a better job. That's not a real claim for asylum. And what your friend probably also knows is that under the rules of the United Nations, people who are really legitimately seeking asylum, if they're coming in from Central America, should be seeking it in Mexico, because the rule is that you go to the closest, safest country, and that is Mexico for many of these people leaving
I think the argument can be made that that law is not being enforced anywhere around the world. Look,
no,
the Middle
it isn't.
East, that's a disaster.
We're the ones
right, but you
screwed.
Can also make the case, though, that Mexico is not a safe place for these people to go. So that's also in
but
part of the argument that's going to be the judge to decide.
It would be like me saying, I don't want to live in my neighborhood. I want to get a free house in Beverly Hills because my neighborhood's not nice.
Let's do that.
Is Beverly Hills nicer and safer? Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Mexico should still be doing their part in taking these people in, and they're not. That's part of the problem, is that it's just everything.
Oh, I definitely agree. The onus is on Mexico as well. For sure.
Yep.
And so what this does is exactly what you're saying, and it provides discretion to DHS to decide who is a legitimate asylum case and who isn't. So hopefully we'll be able to see more of those people who are gaming the system locked up for longer periods of time, and the people who actually need to have legitimate claims pushed to the front of the line. That makes a lot more sense to me.
In a moment, what educators and all of us can learn from an elementary school that was set up in Akron, Ohio by LeBron James. You want to hear a good story? Stick around for that. Quarter past the hour. Here's another good story for those of you who are looking for better, healthier, more fun dinner options than eating the same Crayola every night. Ugh, God, what garbage there is that's being consumed, all in the name of let's get it done fast because we're busy. So Martha Stewart has put together something called Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send you fresh ingredients right to your door. Makes it very easy to cook a fabulous, healthy, fulfilling meal right there in your own home, just like your grandma used to do, or maybe even your mother used to. Lots of different recipes in their cookbook that they have, lots of variety in menus. It's a fabulous opportunity for you to learn how this works, and it doesn't cost anything. Martha and Marley Spoon. Text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810 if you want to get these three meals to taste test. Yep, three free meals. Texting FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent right to your house. Text the word FORK to 246-810 and be a part of the new revolution in food preparation. Martha and Marley Spoon. Text the word FORK to 246-810 to participate in the free meals. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Head to Sprint today to get the new LG G8 ThinQ. This phone is packed with features like Crystal Sound OLED, where the entire screen is the speaker, and Hand ID to easily unlock your phone. With 128 gigabytes of memory, you won't have to worry about running out of space for your treasured pics and videos. You can even use Air Motion. With just a wave of your hand, you can easily access your phone's favorite functions, answer calls, and more. Right now, get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the new LG G8 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LG, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $20 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remain balance to unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with all paid DTQ prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a really good story about what anybody can do if you have money. You have money and you want to use it for good. LeBron James, great example. He comes originally, as many know, from Akron, Ohio. He went to school there. He says, I got a pretty good education. And now that he's become prominent, he's gone back to that community to see, you know, what he can do to help him out. Apparently, this Promise School, as it's known, isn't a charter school, but it's run by a private contractor. It's a public school. But they put $2 million of LeBron James's money. He's got a foundation that every year they put $2 million into the school, and then they give him $600,000 a year to add teaching staff to help reduce class size. So they have their regular budget from the community, and then he boosts it. And some people say, well, that's not fair. I want it in my part of town. Well, you know what? You can't have it. Are the people taking shots at him? No, you don't take shots at him. This is great. And it's a great example, it seems to me anyway, for people who are celebrities to be inspired to do it where they can in their own communities, where you start in your hometown. Look at what he came from. And so 90% of the kids coming out of that school are now exceeding individual growth goals in reading, math, you know, the STEM stuff or STEAM stuff. And so his money's been put to good use. So I just say good for him. I don't know one way or another about LeBron James, but I see somebody doing something like that.
Does a lot of charity stuff.
Yeah, I think that's fabulous, frankly. What a great idea. Congratulations and a tip of the hat to him. I don't know how he's doing playing for the L.A. Lakers, but
that's questionable.
Thing, yeah, this is a good thing. 21 after here on the DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Big and small all like our approach to what's going on. Speaking of big, how about the music from Madonna? There's an announcement today from Madonna. A new album is coming out called Madam X. Huh. So the title of her 14th album, Madam X. Isn't that interesting? She's been teasing the project for a couple of weeks on Instagram. Release date is it today or not, Kara? I'm not clear whether it's today or...
Should be.
Is the album coming out today or just the song?
The song Rebel Heart that you're...
No,
that's where the LP... The song is Vogue that's coming out first, right?
No, the song is... It's called Medlin, I think. Medlin. Oh. It's coming out with a Colombian, like, singer-songwriter. It's supposed to come out sometime today. She hasn't announced a time. So.
Oh, Medellin. That's the cartel. That's Medellin. That's what that
is. It's apparently the town in Colombia where it's from.
Right. Well, it's also where the cartel had its biggest impact. The Medellin cartel, responsible for more drugs coming into this country in the 80s than any other place. So,
well, maybe that's part of her persona of Madame X as a spy and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Madonna's always very calculated. So.
Yep. Yeah, she dropped a 90-second teaser video introducing fans to her latest alter ego, i.e. Madame X. The persona Madame X is a secret agent traveling around the world, changing identities, fighting for freedom, bringing light to dark places. So I'm guessing there's a movie here someplace. Madame X is a dancer, a professor, a head of state, a housekeeper, an equestrian, a prisoner, a student, a mother, a child, a teacher, a nun, a singer, a saint, a spy. I'm Madame X, she says. Don't you think there's a movie here?
I think what she's trying to do is probably similar to what Beyonce did with her Lemonade album, where they made a movie that was basically a string of videos for the songs that ended up being a movie, which was beautiful. Maybe she'll do something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Madonna keeping up with the times. She and Cher, man. They're at it. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I now focusing on the Beatles. There's very interesting stuff. Some old police logbooks of the officers who protected the Beatles from all their screaming fans on their first trip to America have been unveiled. The records donated to Liverpool's Magical Beatles Museum list the name of the officers who guarded the band as they went over to the Ed Sullivan Show to do their appearance there and then the show at Carnegie Hall. At the Carnegie Hall show, the logs state that there was an incident where an officer was injured outside the Plaza Hotel while attempting to restrain the surging crowd. Officer Patrick Cassidy, who discovered the logs while searching in police records, said, "The Ed Sullivan Theater is in the confines of my precinct. So one day in 2013, I went into the storage area that holds these books. After 50 years, they clean out and destroy them. So I looked up February 64 and found the book, which would have been destroyed. Fab Four's appearance on Ed Sullivan's show marked their first U.S. Appearance, watched by 73 million people that night." Can you imagine a show or anything getting that kind
anything
of attention
now?
Today?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, we were talking the other day about how 18 million people watched Game of Thrones, and that was like a huge
that
thing.
Was a big
73
thing,
million
right.
people.
73 million people. God love them. All right, also in the musical news today, Norah Jones has a new album called Begin Again. Last album was in 2016 called Daybreaks. She hasn't stopped putting out music. The last year she's been with the release of 7 songs, very busy. She's very jazzy. Is she the one whose father?
Yes, Ravi Shankar is her
father. Ravi Shankar, okay, that's her
father. But I don't know that they have any real relationship.
Musical connection, yeah.
I don't think they have any connection,
hey,
really.
But really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. But she had a string of hits in the mid-2000s.
Yeah. Yeah,
when she kind of first came on the scene.
Yeah, so where's she been since then?
She's been playing festivals. She's been doing all kinds of stuff. She's on tour a lot.
She's doing a day with Mavis Staples. What a combo.
I know,
July
right?
16th at Red Rocks in Colorado. That'd be a great show. So good for her. Nice to see her back in the arena. 28 after on the DJV show. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just shy of the 20-year anniversary of the shootings at Columbine, more than 4 dozen school districts and schools in the Denver, Colorado area are closed today because of a threat posed by a woman who's reportedly infatuated with those mass shootings. More than 500,000 students are going to be staying home today. The woman is still on the loose. With over $700 million already pledged for the rebuilding effort, there is high hope that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris can be rebuilt after a massive fire this week. Among those who watched it was the Father Gerald Murray of the Church of the Holy Family in New York.
Unbelievable watching that burn. I've been to Notre Dame Cathedral when I was a high school student studying French. And that memory, you know, immediately came back to me, that the magnificent cathedral suddenly up in flames.
USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Here to help, not hurt. It's the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn has moved on into her. People say, where does she go? The last she goes to
her next of 17.
Her next, yes, right, exactly. She's a morning co-host on KRLA in Los Angeles, so that's where she is, and here we are. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria, actually leading off at bat now with an important story.
Well, one of the things that Jen and I tease you about often, Doug, is how you like to sort of move time along much faster than it needs to go. And so in the spirit of that, even though we are in April and we are getting ready for spring and for summer, let's jump ahead to New Year's Eve. Want to do that? Isn't this like so fun for you?
I'm such a big celebrant of New Year's Eve, too.
Well, the reason we're jumping to next winter, I don't even want to think about that, but the reason we're doing it is because Dick Clark Productions and Powerball have announced a new promotion together that you can win $1 million on national TV during Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Rockin' Eve telecast. And the promotion officially kicks off this spring. There will be a special drawing for the first Powerball Millionaire of the Year. That will be on New Year's Day in 2020, just after midnight. And so that will be during ABC's live broadcast with Ryan Seacrest. And players who purchase tickets from 24 participating jurisdictions can enter their Powerball tickets into the first Powerball Millionaire of the Year second chance drawing. So if you don't win from your Powerball ticket, you can actually use that ticket to enter into this new contest. And more than 300 winners from those jurisdictions will win VIP trips to New York City, celebrate New Year's Eve 2020, and then have a chance to randomly win $1 million live with Ryan Seacrest on TV. Kind of a cool thing.
You know what it sounds like? This is a sort of follow-up. Remember the beginning of the year when Ed McMahon, well, you probably don't remember this, the sweepstakes, what the hell was the name of that magazine?
That's the thing where they show up at your house, right? Wayne Brady now does it.
Yeah, Ed did it. And it's something, it's a publishing company, Publishers Clearing House. That was
right.
What it was.
Yep,
yeah.
And that's Wayne Brady now who does that.
Yeah, yep. Ed did it for years, show up at somebody's house. He used to tell me stories about the people, how funny they were. He'd knock on the door. Hey, and I remember, and this is not name dropping, but Ed and I were friends. We had a great time in many circumstances. And he and his wife and I and the lady that I was seeing at the time were walking through the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas one night, and people were running up to him, and he would just he would talk to anybody and everybody, always getting his picture taken, that sort of thing. And there was, more often than not, people would come up to him and say, "Where's my $10 million, Ed?" And he would have a good time with it, and he did that for 15-20 years. He was the person that went around giving them any. It was just,
well, maybe that'll happen to Ryan Seacrest now. Yeah. People will say, "Hey, Ryan, where's my million dollars?
Hey, Ryan, where's my dough?"
Well, in the jurisdictions that I mentioned that are involved in this, this includes South Dakota, Wisconsin, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Florida, Idaho, all kinds of states. So you can check out all of this. It's a really cool prize. They fly you. You get a cruise on the Hudson River, dinner, entertainment, round-trip airfare, and then you'll stay at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which, if you've ever been into New York City, where they drop the ball, it's right there, so you'll get a prime viewing spot. And this is all at PowerballRockinEve.com if you want to go and enter.
Powerball Rockin' Eve.
Yep.
Hey, make something commercial out of most anything. And Ryan's very popular. People like him. I think he's pretty approachable, too. I don't know. I've never run into him. I've actually never even had a conversation with him, but I think he's pretty approachable. If he's smart, he is. There's a difference. It's important to know when you do this sort of thing for a living and get known, the difference between what's private and what's personal. Personal stuff for me is okay. Private stuff, not okay. It's how you handle yourself much as anything else. Here's something that when I saw this, I said to Kara, are there people that are this brain dead in the world? And the answer is yes. So here's a guy who paid the ultimate price. He's at a Chuck E. Cheese's with his daughter. Daughter's diaper needs to be changed. He's carrying his gun in his daughter's diaper bag. He goes into the diaper bag and accidentally shoots himself as he's moving, trying to get all the paraphernalia out of the diaper bag that he needs to change his daughter's diaper. The gun goes off and kills him. So, I don't have an explanation. I don't know what to tell the story, and then you shake your head and your eyeballs go back to the back of your head. Luckily, he killed himself and not his daughter. I guess that's the way to look at it, much as anything else. But how do you do stupid, stupid, stupid stuff like this? It's just Timothy Roshan Smith, shot in the leg and the chest. His daughter's leg was injured, but she didn't die. She's going to make a full recovery. He's not. Anyway. God bless these stupid people. just stupid, stupid, stupid. A twist on gardening. This is the time of year when people are getting very excited. I know I am on the farm. We've got a lot of plant. There's a lot of moisture in the soil. Things are getting dried out. It's going to be about 57, 58 here today in the 60s, warming up all over the country. Thank heavens. If you are a gardener, great. It's good for you. If you are not, maybe you'll become one when you learn how good gardening is for you. As a matter of fact, according to the research, gardening is as good as going to the gym. This study suggests that even low to moderate level physical activity in the garden can have a major impact on your health. Whoopee! The study was published by the Brits in their Journal of Sports Medicine, followed a group of 88,000 Americans. I don't know why the heck we didn't publish that here, why it had to be published in a journal over in England, but anyway. The people who participated spent 10 to 50 minutes in moderate physical activity a week, gardening, walking, dancing, that sort of thing. And because of the gardening and the other activity, they had an 18% lower risk of death from any cause. Not just heart problems, but any cause. The risk of death from cardiovascular events like a heart attack, stroke dropped 12%. This is not to be too personal, but I had my annual checkup with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in Orlando on Monday, and he said to me that I've improved my physical health and the things that contribute to it. Blood pressure and triglycerides and cholesterol and all that other stuff. Plus, he did a CAT scan to see if there was any plaque anywhere. He does that every 2 or 3 years. No, I have no plaque. Fortunately, I have no plaque, no heart plaque, no soft plaque. Nowhere do I have any plaque in my body. And that's what really kind of knocks you off. But I'm so physical. From this time of year until Thanksgiving, man, yesterday afternoon, I was all over the place on the farm. And it feels good when you first start doing it. You all know that when you first kind of come out of the winter doldrums and you get physical, you get sore, but it's a good kind of sore. It's a good kind of tired. It just feels good. And so gardening is a great way for you to tune your body up. The movements that you do, twisting and turning down on your knees. It's the same as a light cardiovascular workout. Digging.
I also think that there's a really important mental component and emotional component too.
Agreed.
When you're away from the screen, you're not being inundated with UV rays of all kinds of stuff coming out of our electronics and the EMFs and all that other harmful stuff. And then you're actually just taking time in nature and you're not, I think there's so many mental and emotional things that can help someone's life be prolonged. You always hear these stories of, 90-year-olds who are kind of all logic of how healthy they are, and they all are gardeners. They all say that they garden. So I think they're onto something.
Activity, man. It's great stuff. I'm so thankful that I have the ability to do what, I don't feel any different physically than I did 40 years ago. And I do the same. I live the same pace now that I did when all my life. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, and it hasn't changed. It hasn't hurt me a bit.
Well, being out in nature too, it lowers your blood pressure. It takes a lot of stress away.
Saturday, I was on the tractor, got my first tick of the season. It's spring when you get the first tick crawling around inside your ear. That's what I found. Yeah, I know.
Way to ruin the story. telling people to get outside and do more, and you're telling everyone about a tick in your ear.
Hey, celebrate ticks. Right. Well, you have to have the right tick stuff to protect yourself from that. You lack energy to tackle everyday tasks there, boys and girls. This is more for men, I think, struggling to get back into shape. Like to see an increase in your drive and performance, would you?
Solution time from your pal Uncle Doug. As you get older, I get older, maybe you don't stay in shape as easily. Maybe you do some gardening, do a lot of activity, but it still isn't as easy. I'll be the first to tell you that it isn't as easy. But thanks now to Nugenix, you'll feel better than you have for a long, long time. If you're not focused well at work, maybe you're exhausted, you're not working out as much in the gym because you don't feel like you're strong like you used to be, you're not performing the way you used to, if you know what I mean. Nugenix can help with that. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, and that's one of the main ingredients of Nugenix. It maximizes energy, Nugenix does, increases lean muscle mass, boosts your libido. Your overall wellness will be restored for sure. It's a great tool. Revive your confidence, boost your energy. Get a free bottle of Nugenix by texting FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Text FORCE to 321-321. Get a free bottle of Nugenix and get that energy. Get your confidence back. Be on your way to a fabulous new you. All you got to do is text FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE. Get that free bottle of Nugenix. Text FORCE to 321-321.
This is a Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power for all your PC gaming needs, yet still small and light enough to carry around, check out the ROG, or Republic of Gamers, Zephyrus SGX701 from ASUS. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop that's squeezed into a 15-inch form factor. It's only 18.7 millimeters thin. Under the hood has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080 with Max-Q design GPU. And on the processor side, the latest 8th-gen Intel Core i7, delivering desktop-like performance. Running Windows 10 Pro, you have more features, more games, more powerful options. Why would you play with anything else? Learn more about the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 at ASUS.com or Republic of Gamers at ROG.ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Travel news, more focus on the Boeing 737 MAX junk box. United had ordered some as well, as it turns out, so it's not just Southwest and American that has them. United's got a few, and they're grounding them all. American announced, I think this week, I saw something in the plane coming back on Monday, they're going to keep all their 737s grounded at least through the summer. I'm guessing this model is going to be short-lived. They're going to convert these planes. They can't absorb this.
Is this why you were stuck in Dallas for so long?
Yeah, because there are 90 American flights. They canceled 90 flights a day because of these planes. And one of the things I noticed in Dallas, which is American's headquarters and biggest hub, they have 400 flights an hour or something. I don't know, a crazy number. But they brought back a bunch of the old DC-9, not the DC-9, but the MD-80s, and some older 737s that they didn't paint because they were retiring.
Is that worse than the
No, they're okay. They'll be all right. But it's interesting, United is grounding all the ones that they have and stopping taking orders on ones that were they were standing by on. So, more, stay away from those damn 737 MAXs, 10 before the hour.
matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The fabulous theme, the work of John Williams, and the theme from the Star Wars movies. So Chucker's all excited today because he's seen the trailer for the new Star Wars movie that comes out around Christmas time. So what do you think? Is it going to live up to expectations, Chucker?
I like the trailer. First of all, it was fun to see Billy Dee Williams back playing Lando Calrissian. He should have been involved in the last two installments, but was not, but good to see him back. But I guess the biggest thing or reveal about the trailer is the title of the movie, which is Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. A lot of people online speculating exactly what that subtitle means. I have a feeling that J.J. Abrams, who's directing this film, who directed The Force Awakens, the first installment in this newest trilogy, is going to correct some of the fan issues of the last installment. It was directed by
I think a lot
from what I hear. Although I like that film a lot. I like Force Awakens, and I like the last film, The Last Jedi.
Yep.
But a lot of fans online and some people that I know had issues with the way Luke Skywalker's character was handled. They didn't feel that was the way Luke Skywalker was in the original trilogy. I just have a feeling he's going to correct some of these issues that bothered fans. It just feels that way to me. But this is a good trailer. The next Star Wars, and last in this Skywalker storyline, comes out December 20th, 2019. And I'm assuming will be a massive hit come Christmas season. But I was telling you off air, I still think, as big as Star Wars is, this new Avenger movie, Avengers Endgame, just feels like the biggest thing I've seen in quite some time. I think this movie's going to be absolutely enormous, even accounting inflation and the price of tickets. I think the amount of people, not just the people paying for the dollar amount per ticket, but the amount of people seeing this new Avenger film, I think it's going to be one of the biggest movies in the last 20 years.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
You certainly have, there's every ingredient there. I told you I like the last one. I've not seen any of them before because the trailers were all stupid. Which brings us around to a focus on how important trailers are in getting people to see movies. I think, for me anyway, because I'm a big movie fan like you, I don't claim to be as knowledgeable as you are, but I love going to the movies, and I'm very motivated, usually, by what I see in the trailer. Matter of fact, I probably won't go to see a movie if I didn't like the trailer. Is that
I agree. I think trailers are an art. I think the people who do them, it's a specialty. I think you got to be good at telling a beginning, middle, and end in a trailer, so and you got to excite people.
Without telling the whole story, though, you don't want to give the story away. Sometimes trailers do that.
Oh, absolutely, and I think they do that because they're nervous that people they just want to ensure that people are going to come show up to see the film, so they do give too much away. But what is an interesting thing I just want to point out, the Russo brothers, who directed this new Avengers movie and also the last one, very talented guys, they wrote an open letter that's on the internet asking fans to please not spoil the ending of the Avengers Endgame for fans. And that's why so many people will have to go the opening weekend, because with social media, you'll pop up a page and they'll have an open spoiler. And that ruins.
Well, the last 20 minutes of the movie leaked already. So
I don't want to know it. I don't know what it is. But
who
I'm assuming,
it?
I mean.
How did it get leaked?
I think the studio got hacked, right?
Yeah, something like that. Somebody's always going to have the ability to leak it. And at this point, there's no advance reviews. I don't know if they're going to have advance reviews 24 hours before this release. The last film was like 2 weeks before. Captain Marvel was like almost a month before that film was released. They released the embargo. They let critic reviews online. But for this one, I think they're going to keep it as tight to the vest as they possibly can. I got one other news story I want to just get your opinion. Keanu Reeves did an interview the other day, says that he was blackballed by 20th Century Fox for 2 decades because he refused to do the sequel to Speed. Interesting because the Speed 2 wound up losing the studio like $100 million. Jason Patrick took the lead. I thought he was actually really good, but the script was weak. And I thought actually Sandra Bullock was not good in Speed 2. And then also the director, Jean Dubont, barely ever worked after that movie flopped at the box
office. It was a stupid movie, the boat crashing into the dock.
Yeah. It was a stupid movie.
Yeah, it was dumb. Chuck Curry, DJ Vita.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.